The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 17th of November. It is November, right?
I know.
Yeah, 17th of November. You know, November.
You remember what happened?
Remember what I said about how February was lasted like 48 days? I mean, I was saying, good morning, it's February the 34th. And but November has only got 12 days in it.
It's flying by. This morning I got up so early, as you know. I don't know why. It's just
you always get up early. Makes me. Well, of course you're usually. I mean, you're perfect. First of all, my love, you're perfect. But sometimes when you get up in the morning, I can sleep right through it because you get up at 5.
Got up early at 3:30 this morning.
And then, but then the hair dryer comes on. And I have to admit that does get me up. Anyway, hey, today, it's 7:06 in the morning and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring, Compassion, Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're Bill and Aaron on.
Been doing what?
Bill, yesterday afternoon. You were here yesterday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron, Bill and Aaron. What was their topic?
They did a replay on the second hour, and the first hour they were talking about Prop 50.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't get me started. Anyway, well, good morning, and do we have any national days out there?
We do. We have National Homemade Bread Day.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Okay. Now, my uncle, God rest him. Uncle Jim.
Really?
Was a ranger unit. And I think he was in a ranger unit.
By the way, it was Sue McClain's
birthday!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
She's coming out to the garden.
Happy birthday, dear Sue! Happy birthday to you!
Hey, that was.
Is she still
good.
Is she up to?
Yeah, she was just going out the door feeling loved. Okay, we'll go back. Jim and Brad.
My Uncle Jim was, Well, you know what? I can't say for sure he was a ranger, but he was in the Battle of Bastogne. So he was probably he must have been in an airborne, and I've got to go back and ask my cousin about that. Anyway, Uncle Jim ended up losing a kidney and a leg in that battle. Medically retired, of course, went on to be in charge of the VA in Louisville, Kentucky. And he would do things on Veterans Day, like they'd have of, movies of him skiing with one leg, dancing, and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, Uncle Jim, one day, because we visited my dad, he got along real well. And we visited them, and Uncle Jim said he was making bread now. And I can still remember how, you know, he was really proud of it, and he was talking, you know, and everybody was loving it. And he goes, not only did I learn to bake bread, but you know, when you knead the dough and everything, it cleans your fingernails. And I will, you know what? I must have been like 6 when I heard that. Maybe 7.
Still gagging.
And I still remember what he said because the whole table starts laughing so hard.
Oh my, oh, okay.
Anyway.
What a gross memory, but, you know.
No, it wasn't gross. It was.
Oh, it's not?
No, it wasn't. It was just, you know, Uncle Jim being funny.
Yeah.
And it was, but he was terrifying too. So he was 6'3", came out of the hills in Kentucky. And when he said things like, get upstairs, you know, to Tommy and I, we levitated upstairs. We levitated upstairs.
You don't mess around with Jim. Huh?
Yeah, but where's the authority today? I really, really appreciate that.
Anyway.
You know, like, you respect your elders.
Anyway, so it's National Bread Making Day.
Yep. Also, National Baklava Day.
Ooh,
oh, baklava.
I know.
Bread adjacent.
I think there is a friend of mine who makes baklava, and does a beautiful, actually two friends that I know that at Christmas time I've tasted at one of their parties, and they made it, and it was just exquisite.
You know who makes
it's a real, it's a real.
It's an art.
Yes.
Do you know who makes beautiful, I think it's rum cake, though. The best rum cake I've ever tasted.
Lori.
Lori, if you're listening, and you listen a lot. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That is just, it's a knockout.
I always thought it'd be cool to have a coffee shop and call it Baklava Java.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And then you think of the Battle of Balaclava. Where the, yeah. You know, okay, what was the famous poem that came out of that?
I don't know.
It was the one about the light cavalry. And cannons to their right, cannons to their left. On they rode, thunders on the right and left. And it was about the charge of the light brigade. Uh-huh. See? Who says you can't learn anything here? I'd like to learn, though, is the weather.
Well, let me give you what the weather is.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you see that look? See that look of surprise on her face? She goes,
you've been going off about, you know, we talked about the, I mean, okay, good morning, everybody. I really want you to hear, I mean, if you're going to step outside right now, it's not just light showers, it's raining. So it looks like we're going to have just about 55 today. Chilly day, actually, overnight lows of 53. But we have, it says, according to this forecast, we have mostly clear skies tonight. But there could be amounts up to a quarter and a half inch possible today. Tomorrow calls for now, the skies are supposed to clear up tomorrow with a sunny day with high around 65. And Tuesday night, overnight lows will be around 45. So I'm just kind of giving you like the mornings and the nights. Wednesday comes back with chance of showers again, partly sunny in the morning with a high of 57, overnight lows with showers once again with 47 Thursday. If you're looking about, okay, what's the week forecast? Now, I think it's interesting. Because I read the weather, you know, the forecast for the week. And Tuesday, when you on Monday, when you think it's raining all week, it can change on Tuesday. Now the forecast for the weekend completely changes. But as of now, Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday is calling in for sunny. But through the rest of the week, through up to Thursday night, will be rain.
So,
or showers.
So Friday and Saturday will be sunny?
Friday mostly sunny, Saturday mostly sunny, Sunday with a sunny.
Okay.
According to the forecast today. Well, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends out the Kinneys, 365-3793. Great to see them at the Marine Corps Ball.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
And 365-3793, a veteran-owned business, locally owned and operated, 365-3793, and giving senior and veteran discounts. Now, you know what I was thinking about, that, you know, that we've been on the air, come December 14th will be 16 years. Like, we actually, Bob Belongi, Jim Bramer, we started in that room. And I always, because this time of year, you must remember, I always remember those who brought you, were able
you
to
know,
make it happen for you.
We just didn't turn on the station and it came on. There was nothing here. Just for people, you know, we had to buy every piece of equipment.
And we got some.
We had to, well, we.
Old we, used, but we got it.
We got it from Mike Quinn.
Yeah.
But it worked. And then we got the Phantom system, which is the one that loads all the commercials and everything. It worked on floppy disk. Now, if you don't know what a floppy disk is, look it up. But it worked on floppy disk. Do you know how hard it is to find floppy disk, even 15 years ago? And because you would put it in, load it into the floppy disk, run across, load it into our system we had, the Phantom system we had, upload the floppy disk and hope that you had enough floppy disk to last you. Then we started overriding the floppy disk. That didn't work as well. So, but it was done with Bob Belongi, of course, Jim Bremer. What an engineer. And, you know, I go back, you know, I think about those, you know, those first few days, and it was one of it was unsettling. I mean, nobody was going to die. Really. I mean, but there were commercials going off. We had maybe three or four advertisers.
Well, but the point is what I want to say.
Because when you kick off something.
The reason I'm going back to Shasta Gas Propane.
They've been with
and, you know, veteran-owned business. And we've had with us, and I feel really honored about that, and I think that that's because of you, Carl, and the work that you've done into the community, that these veteran-owned companies, Crackmaster, Alliance Heating and Air, you know, the Four Winds Jewelry, Four Winds Jewelry supporting our veterans.
Cypress Square Barbershop.
They've been with us since the beginning. Now, who can
Tobacco and Brew.
Tobacco and Brew, totally supporting our veterans. What can we give? How can we support you? Use our place. You know, what can we do? I mean, Shelley and RC just recently, you know, did an event, that where they donated, you know, like cigars and such in their time and just amazing. They've just, you know, so for 16 years, I just want to, I feel gratitude today in saying that as we go on to our 16th year, that we've had these people that are extended family, and many of them love our veterans and are veteran owned, and they know how hard it is.
And the on Friday we were doing the we were collecting donations for the for RABA so veterans could ride bus for free, and who came by but DC from Cypress Square Barbershop, the guy that originally supported us from the very beginning at the other station on my show over there many years ago, and is still with us. Even DC's retired, but it's gone down to Tim.
And Senator Johansson, we need to always thank him.
Always honor him.
Yes.
Always. Okay, hey, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't melt around with Jim. I don't do that.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good day, sunshine.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good day, sunshine. That's a good way to bring it in.
I figure if you play it, you know, it might make the weather angels stir it up.
Oh, there it is.
I like it, Alex.
7:20 in the morning here on the 17th November, and on the line is Anne Marie with our community calendar.
Good
brought
morning.
To you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Redding. And phone number is 530-224-2345. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone, and happy birthday, Sue. Got your ears on there.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, my friend.
That's so sweet. Yes.
Well, today, Monday, November 17th, is National Take a Hike Day, encouraging everyone to get outside, maybe with an umbrella, and enjoy our many trails. Tomorrow is National Princess Day, and it's the birthday for Mickey Mouse. He first appeared back in 1928. So Mickey Mouse's birthday is tomorrow.
Whoa. Do you know what?
And
if you go to Disneyland tomorrow, they're going to give you a live mouse.
Oh, God.
Okay, and I will have it and keep it in my pocket. And
there you go. Then when they say,
tell you secrets
when,
and tricks.
When people say to you, what, you got a mouse in your pocket? And you go, why, yes, I do.
I guess it's better than a dead mouse.
Yeah,
right. It's a live mouse. And
okay, sorry about that. Continue on.
Well, as we begin, I want to give a shout out to all those that work to bring joy to others during the holidays. It's so important. Vitalant is looking for blood donations this month. For those that donate through November 30th, you have a chance at a $10,000 shopping spree. According to the Vitalant website, every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. To find out more information, please visit Vitalant.org. On Wednesday afternoon, November 19th, have coffee with our cops from the Anderson Police Department from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. at the Walmart in Anderson located at 5000 Wander Road. More details can be found on the Anderson Police Department's Facebook page. On Wednesday, November 19th, enjoy the Nutcracker Magical Christmas Ballet at the Redding Civic Auditorium located at 700 Auditorium Drive in Redding. Doors open at 6 p.m. Showtime is 7 p.m. For ticket information, visit RedingCivic.com. The Shasta County Special Olympics Stroll Patrol Walking Club will be at Mount Shasta Mall in Redding on Thursday, November 20th at 3 p.m. They will meet at the JCPenney Courtyard area. For more information, check out Special Olympics Shasta County on Facebook. This Friday, November 21st, look for the opening of this year's Redding Garden of Lights from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. This annual event features over 2 million lights for a fun and whimsical holiday experience. I absolutely loved it last year. This is a go at your own pace, and there are plenty of rest stations to sit and take it all in. Tickets range in price depending on regular nights versus peak nights or package deals. But Turtle Bay members will receive $5 off each ticket. If you would like to purchase tickets or learn more information, visit reddinggardenoflights.org. And this year, there will be a new feature with a holiday train ride that you can experience. The Redding Garden of Lights will run November 21st through January 4th. And again, more details at reddinggardenoflights.org. Also this Friday, November 21st, enjoy a Cascade Christmas at the Cascade Theater located at 1731 Market Street in Redding. The 21st annual Cascade Christmas will run November 21st through 23rd and November 28th through 30th. There are evening and matinee choices available. For ticket information and the full schedule, visit cascadetheater.org. And you can also view additional Christmas time events coming up. Tickets are on sale now for the Reading Area Bus Authority Holly Dolly Trolley Tour. Dates include, I know, say that 20 times fast. Dates include the weekend of December 12th, 13th, and 14th, and also December 19th, 20th, and 21st. Enjoy some hot cocoa, carols, and more while checking out Reading's Christmas Lights Tour. The tour runs 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. For more information, visit the Reading Area Bus Authority Facebook page, and tickets are selling fast for this, folks.
Wait. This is the new trolley they have. Have you seen the new trolley?
Correct.
Yeah, I've seen them all around town.
It is.
I think it's darling.
It is. It's really, really nice.
It has a lot of...
They got it from someplace back east. So they're doing a Christmas light tour, but you got to buy tickets, of course.
How fun.
And they're going to take them around and show them probably the neighborhoods with the big displays. So I bet they'll be out at the Red Barn, too, at some point. So
they should call it Holly Trolley Christmas.
That's cute.
The Holly Trolley.
Yeah, yes. I'm good with the puns today.
I like that. Anyway.
I like it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I just had to comment on that.
I think it's fabulous. So, again, folks, that's the Reading Area Bus Authority Holly Jolly Trolley Tour. So check out them on Facebook for more details on how to get tickets.
And a quick
save the date going forward, the City of Anderson Ice Rink will open on Friday, December 5th. Tickets are $5 per person, including skate rental. Each session is 45 minutes. The seasonal ice rink will be open on all weekends in December and the first weekend of January. There are also a few weekday options available during the month of December. For a full schedule, check out Anderson CA Parks and Recreation on Facebook. And that is just a quick sample of events coming up this holiday season. Now, next week, I'll focus on some tree lighting ceremonies and also some local parades coming up. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Hey, Anne Marie, I have something for you.
Yes, sir.
Give me a call after the show.
You got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
After my show, not your show. Okay.
Yeah, that's
at 9 o'clock. Yes,
the 9 o'clock hour. Okay. Thank you so much. As usual,
you
have so much information, and you're so happy.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Company. They have home insurance, auto insurance, commercial liability, surety bonds. They've got it all. Full service insurance.
And by the way, as of tomorrow, we are going to be giving away probably maybe 2 tickets per show, our tickets to Garden of Lights, starting tomorrow.
And I
have... These are the golden anytime you want to go tickets.
Yes, it's not a special day. Now, University Prep, and you heard them here the other day on the show for doing Disney's Frozen, the musical, the full musical, not that little musical, but the full musical, 70 people involved in it, and I have tickets, to give away, 2 tickets for the 21st or the 22nd, and they have, on Friday night, which is the 21st, it's at 7 p.m. And on the 22nd, it's at 7 p.m. and a matinee at 2 p.m. So give us a call at 530-605 4567 and score those two tickets. And we'll be right back.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning edition here at KCNR.
I'm being admonished.
96.5
FM. I'm being admonished.
Also 1460 AM, your talk radio. But ladies,
and this
usually the men take out the garbage, right? I mean, I don't know. Unless you do your own thing and you live alone or whatever, you take out the garbage. So let me ask you something. When you take out the garbage, do you take out the whole house, take all the garbage out within the house, and then take it out to the cans, put it on the street? Not just the outside street, the one outside, but the whole house. So I don't, to me that's taking, I don't know, what do you, that's a full garbage load, or do you say half? If you're going to take out the garbage, I'll just do half a load. I don't get it. So this morning, I got up too early and I said, I went out, put my Uggs on with my bathrobe. It's such a visual. And I went in the rain. And I said, there was still the kitchen garbage was there. I was like, why?
It didn't smell.
But why let it sit around for another week?
It wouldn't. It would have gone out today.
Well, no, it would not be.
Yes, it would have. It would have gone out to the garbage can outside.
I don't know.
We all have our priorities.
I'm not getting in the middle of that discussion.
No, it's a non-winner. And I can't win it. Even if my logic is absolutely perfect, because then it comes up, well, I feel. And as soon as the words I feel come up, you've lost. So just roll over on your back and pee on yourself. That's it, like a puppy, you know.
Are you ready for this Monday morning? Are we grossing you out yet? Anyway, speaking of, you've got something there that's in your craw.
This, I've been following this. I'm sorry. Okay. I've been following this. You know, influencers. You know what an influencer is? They have like all these millions of hits and then these celebrities, you know, they're all, everybody, oh my gosh, Kim Kardashian and Ariana Grande and some woman named Tiffany Haddish.
She's still around, huh? Okay.
I think so. I've never heard of her, but
she made the news.
None of them believe that we landed on the moon.
Yeah, there's a lot of those out there.
they don't believe that we landed on the moon. But this, she takes it even further. I believe that there's people living on the moon right now. Do I believe we were there? No. I mean, and you still hear this. I know people that will argue today, we didn't land on the moon. Yeah, well, how'd they get the videos of it? I mean, it goes on and on and on. But I just find it amusing that it's, I don't even know why even gave it any time.
I don't
except,
either.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because these people, like Ariana Grande,
they have millions.
Isn't she she's a
singer.
She's in Wicked, the
yeah,
big movie.
She the one that went into the donut, licked the donuts?
I don't think that's the same person.
It was not the same person. It was one of these. I can't keep them straight. Went into a donut shop and literally licked several of the donuts and got caught.
Did she do it just to gross people out?
No, she thought it was funny. Oh. You know, I'm just going, oh, I'm going to taste this one. Well, you're licking the donuts. So, Ariana Grande wanted to clear up her stance on the moon landing. Then Kim Kardashian also stated on the Kardashians, she didn't believe it either, and proceeded to get Sarah Paulson in on the conspiracy.
Mm. All right. Take out all the garbage.
Anyway, okay. It's just a way to get their name in the paper, and it worked. And now I'm talking about it.
Okay.
But who I haven't talked about, and never have, Britney Spears. There you go. Never talked about Britney Spears. Because 15 years ago, she was big.
Yeah, I mean, it's really funny that you brought that up, because I thought about her the other day.
Yeah.
And because I had some friends that went to, you know, just about people shaving their heads. Because I remember being in the Nashville scene, and I was backstage at the Grand Ole Opry at that point. Vince Gill had just gone through like a really messy, messy divorce, and he came out, and I remember this is probably was late 90s, and he came out and he sang just with his guitar and he shaved his head. Now that, for Nashville at that period of time, was just like you could hear the audience going, you know. And so shaving the head is an act of I don't have any control. And so when I think of Britney Spears, I can't compare the two except for what was going on in Vince Gill's life at that time. But with Britney, I mean, you're still seeing kind of psychotic breaking episodes, if you will, with her, with this, you know, which is I hate about social media. And when I think of, you know, the people who have had just extreme, extreme, extreme fame, and then they don't have it, the suckage of the energy, and then how you cope, you've got to be grounded. But that psychologically, that is probably very traumatic, almost like there's a PTSD or something in your brain chemistry that happens with working.
Drugs.
Or not taking any time off, but you become like a machine, and you don't know how to really be in the moment. I don't know. I mean, there's probably several books and
well, you know what?
Doctors on the subject about what it is with what goes on with your brain with that intensity, and it's almost probably like being in war, I would think, without the bullets, the trauma of it.
PTSD affects people of all walks of life. Yeah. It's not just, and if you look at the percentage of veterans and people in the service that PTSD affects, it's only like about 22 to 25%. And the one thing we don't do in the service is measure a person's PTSD before they come in. You know, there's tests that you can take that, you know, that will say if you've got PTSD and then, you know, those kind of things, car wrecks, sexual assault, all those kind of things can lead to PTSD. You know, bad grades in school, some people it affects differently. Right. Some people have gone through hell mm-hmm. in the military in combat. Never have PTSD. So you try to figure, well, how and why. Or they've got it, but they don't let it affect their life. Do they, you know, do things happen? Yes. Do they have dreams? Yes. Do they, you know, do certain things trigger them? Yes. But they don't let it affect their life.
Yeah, I was watching a documentary on kids that are from World War II veterans. And they said that when their fathers, now you're both your mom and your dad served, Carl.
Yeah.
But they were talking
my
about
uncles, yeah,
specifically
everybody.
About the father of the household never, ever talked about the war. And that generation would come home and they would do whatever they had to do. I don't think it was like the Vietnam as much. I'm not really sure that, I don't know, you know, but bad dreams. And they just never talked about it. They, right? I mean, your dad never really talked about it.
No, but did it affect him? I'm sure it did, because dad, you know, he landed on Omaha Beach on D-Day, and then, as he called it, a walking tour of Europe after that. And and he would talk about things that happened that were kind of humorous and how this happened, and this, but he never talked about D-Day. And when Saving Private Ryan came out, I called him and I said, Dad, that's a pretty intense movie on the landing. I said, I just want you to know about it. And he said, oh, I see that all the time. And that's the only thing he ever said about it. I see it all the time. So, yeah, I don't know if nobody knew about PTSD. He never ever said that it was affecting him. So, you know,
well,
maybe
was,
it did, but,
it was
but how would you know? You're a kid, you're growing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you're growing up in the household, so you're just, you know, with the communication aspect of it, you know, men at that point didn't really talk about their feelings as much as now we are where we are. But, okay, the U.S. government recently stopped minting pennies. So, you know, at Christmas time, you're thinking about, what can I get my kids? What can I get my grandkids?
I'm going to get them.
How about a bag of pennies?
I'm going to give them 100 pennies.
There you go. Pennies, pennies, pennies.
This thing's going to be worth millions in the future.
All right. So, because of the rising production costs, economists say the nickel could be next.
Well, if you think about it, is this a... Okay, let me put on the conspiracy hat. Dun, 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 dun. Is this a way of driving people away from using money and making everybody use cards?
Bitcoin, yeah, I don't know.
No, not Bitcoin, but cards. But I will have to admit that if it costs like, what? What's it cost? Like two or three cents?
2 cents to make a penny, yeah.
Yeah, it costs 2 cents to make a penny. And then it probably costs who knows what to make a nickel. But when it starts costing more to make it than they're worth.
Right.
And you gotta really take a look at it. And people, you know, are angry at Trump, but something like this, it just makes sense.
Officials are considering whether low value coins are worth keeping in circulation.
Yeah.
Next up, the Epstein files. Trump has called on House Republicans to release the Epstein files, saying there is nothing to hide. It marks a stark reversal from his previous efforts to discredit the effort. After months of delay, the House has set the vote this week on whether to release more files from the case of the convicted.
Oh, I want to know. I want to know who rode the Lolita Express. It just, but the thing is you've got, that doesn't mean you're automatically guilty, because there's people that use, and their kids came with them. The whole family went down, you know, for a vacation. It doesn't mean you're automatically guilty.
Because you went to the island.
However, comma.
Or you partied with them. It doesn't even.
You know what? Probably 90%, 95% of the names you'll never know.
Does it make everybody guilty that was with P. Diddy that came to a party? Because you heard Denzel Washington say, you better leave it when after dark.
He told
you better leave at 10.
He told another young actor, he said, don't stay there after 10 o'clock. Well, does that mean he knew what was going on, though? But then after all this, P. Diddy, the only thing he was found for. He was found guilty on one count of something. Not trafficking.
I'm
going to
look that up because I think it was.
No. He was found guilty of one count, which is bad enough.
I read the entire filing. Yeah, he only got convicted of one, but there were multiple counts.
Multiple. There's like 30 charges on him. He spent 2 years in jail, I think.
Isn't he still in jail?
That I don't know.
I don't know.
But I remember seeing a lot of the other names in the filing, and it's some people you probably would guess, some not so much. Yeah.
Yeah, there's people you know, we don't know who runs in those circles. You know, I barely know who runs in my circles. But I do know this, Crackmaster Windshield Repair is the best windshield repair company, person, agency in Northern California.
Jeff, that's Crackmaster.
Right. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned
business.
That's right. Jeff Wurst is a windshield whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. And he guarantees it for the life of the windshield on the old Red Rover. He fixed a 10-inch crack on that windshield, and for 18 years that I had that truck, you couldn't see it. That's the kind of work he does. And if I get another little chip on my windshield, what's the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to call 530-241-8373, make an appointment, and take my vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street. If you're not sure, how about a free inspection and analysis by the Windshield Whisperer? That's right, Jeff Wurst. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean delay,
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good Monday morning to you. I hope you're doing well. Now, listen, if you're going to go outside, we're on Market Street, and we're looking out the window. It's pouring. This is a downpour right now. Even though it says showers likely today at 55, right now it's pouring in Redding. And, of course, we have reports that it's supposed to be, flooding in L.A.?
Oh, wow. I'll have to pay attention to that. Yeah.
I was thinking about, I've been watching this stuff about the fire. They said only 8% of, after the Palo Cedro they're still in temporary housing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 8% have gone back in. The rest are in temporary housing. You think about I just pray for that.
Yeah,
not to have flooding and mudslides.
Who lived in Santa Monica. They lost their house and they still are in temp housing.
Yeah. All right. Flight reductions at 40 major airports mandated by the FAA are set to come to an end today. This is a relief for travelers and airlines, especially coming up these holidays. Following widespread cancellations and delays over the last week, the cuts reduce air traffic by at least 4% in some of the nation's busiest airports. So, that's good news. Dozens of people were arrested. This is kind of weird because they don't think of Charlotte, North Carolina, being a blitz. It's been the latest targeted immigration blitz. The department said the surge would target the criminal illegal aliens flocked to the Tar Heel State because they knew sanctuary politicians would protect them. Charlotte is not a sanctuary city, but is a, quote, certified welcoming city, quote. A designation for cities with commitments to immigrant inclusion. Democratic leaders in Charlotte have largely framed the operation as a political distraction ahead of next year's midterm elections. But who thinks of Charlotte, North Carolina as that? Okay. So now they say the crackdown and other Democrats with New Orleans possibly next.
Well, you know, they went to Memphis, and frankly, the mayor of Memphis, who is Democrat, said, you know, I don't really want the National Guard here. However, it's out of control. So, you know, bringing in the National Guard to help restore order, ICE agents, because the vast majority of the people they're arresting, and I'm not saying all, but it appears that the vast majority of the people they're arresting are criminals. I'm not talking criminals because they came across the border, even though they are criminals when they do that. But felons, members of gangs, people that have, you know, that have, are just bad guys and girls. They're picking up a lot of those. And how many people, somebody said there's over 1.5 million people self-deported out of the United States and left. Now, we talk about a housing shortage. And when anywhere from 13 to 20 million people come across the border in 4 years, you know that's going to have an impact on housing. Is it going to assist in housing? If you take 5 million people out of the country that were here illegally.
I don't know, but in other news, the New York Jets cornerback, Chris Boyd, was shot in Manhattan early yesterday morning and is in critical but stable condition. A spokesperson for the New York Police Department said emergency responders transported a 29-year-old male with a gunshot wound to the abdomen to Bellevue Hospital, a critical but stable condition.
Now, he's a backup quarterback for the Jets. However, I mean, I saw it. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Is it cornerback? Is it quarterback or cornerback?
Oh, I'm sorry, cornerback.
Okay.
I thought, you know, I said, well, what's he doing out at 2 o'clock in the morning and they're playing? Well, they weren't playing yesterday. So, you know, he was out on the town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody whacked him.
That's horrible. The Social Security Administration Office of Inspector General is warning about a new wave of scams targeting recipients. Fraudsters are sending fake emails, letters, and text messages that look official. Because I know I've seen it before.
I've been getting them.
Would you like it online?
Yeah, and also you get these texts that say somebody put $431 on your PayPal account, but then it uses the term tri-counties. And I went, well, none of those. Every time I get those, delete and report, junk.
The messages typically claim there's a problem with your account. These government impersonation scams are big business for criminals. The FBI reports Americans lost more than $400 million to these schemes in 2024 alone. Now, I have my best girlfriend in Texas. Now, this has happened to my parents twice. $20,000. Did you know that? And I mean, she's savvy.
And that surprised me when I heard that because
you got a lot going on. Somebody says you think it's this. You don't want to, you know, you're a person who crosses your T's and dots your I's. But technology's changing so quickly.
Well,
and you got a lot going on. She lost her mom. She's working on her estate, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, wow. They got into the account and it was gone.
Well, we have friends right here in town. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office supposedly said you did not go to jury duty and we're coming out to arrest you unless you pay this. And she is a very smart person. And what she did was she called them back and said, Shasta County Sheriff's Office. Yes, and it's the case number. And they wanted a card, that you fill out, it's just like, it's a credit, you can buy at the stores. And she got down there and she thought, this just isn't right.
Right.
And she made another phone call and found out it was a scam. So that happens around the holidays. Now, you want some good news?
Yes.
Local bikers here in Redding are hoping to brighten children's holidays this year with a lighted Christmas cruise and toy drive. The second annual Shasta Toy Drive and Christmas Cruise will end at the Grange Co-op parking lot, where the toys will be distributed to underserved children. The Christmas Cruise is set for Saturday, November 29th, starting at 4 p.m. at the Redding Walmart and ending at the Grange Co-op. To find out more about the event, go to...
Did you lose the page?
The second annual Shasta Toy Drive and Lighted Christmas Cruise, Saturday, November 29th. You can get involved in this. Longest lighted motorcycle cruise in Northern California. So all you motorcycle riders out there, we've been involved in that. We got in a Christmas cruise. They didn't call it that, but a bunch of bikers got together.
Yes, yes.
And we went down, and we heard that somebody broke in and took some of the toys. Part of the riders of that group, by the way, was a well-known motorcycle club called the Hells Angels.
Mm-hmm.
They got the toys back.
Yep, they did.
And I found that.
We will find you.
Did you know that we have Hells Angels here?
Of course we do.
But they were older guys.
Yeah.
Red and that group. Now, this was years and years ago when I first got here, 18 years ago. I don't know if they're still riding. Or if there's still even a Hells Angels club around here. So, anyway, that was kind of good news. They're going to be giving out toys.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm giving away two tickets to Frozen. All you have to do is call in at 530-605-4567. It's a musical. It's going to be this coming weekend. It's going to be it's from University Prep at the David Marsh Auditorium right downtown. It's going to be it lasts about 2.5 hours with intermission, and it's going to be the whole musical. And we had the kids in here the other day. They've got great voices. They're all excited about it. And these tickets I want to give away. It's simple. Just when you call, only thing I need is your phone number to give you the code.
Okay.
So there. Yeah, that was my part.
Our wonderful producer standing
by.
And looking forward to our next hour.
We have Shasta County citizens advocating respect. We're going to be talking about an event that's coming up about trying to prevent hate. And we're going to take a break then for the news. And Alex, are you still there or are you on the phone? You got it? Okay. And we'll be right back.
Number one in the Bangalore. Number one in South California. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Airlines are resuming their normal schedules now that the commercial flight restrictions imposed during the government shutdown have been lifted.
As of 6 a.m. Eastern Time this morning, airlines have the green light to resume regular flight schedules following a joint announcement from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and FAA Administrator Brian Bedford. During 10 days of restrictions, 40 major hubs were impacted in the U.S., including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Atlanta, due to safety concerns from staffing shortages and long hours at air traffic control facilities. The restrictions affected thousands of flights across the country over that time. George Williams reporting.
President Trump has ended U.S. tariffs on beef, coffee, fruit, and other food items that have become more expensive. He even admitted to reporters that, in some cases, tariffs may increase consumer prices. It remains to be seen if, or by how much, prices are affected by the move. Meanwhile, economist Steve Moore says lowering the cost of living will take some time.
I think it'll take another 6 to 9 months for Trump to fix this problem because it's embedded in the system, just like it took Reagan about 2 years to fix the inflation problem that he inherited from Jimmy Carter back about 40 years ago.
Moore was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump has backtracked in his fight with Republicans over the Jeffrey Epstein files. He now says there's nothing to hide and that House GOP lawmakers should vote to release the information. The president's reversal comes as 100 Republicans or more in the House are set to back the Epstein bill. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says it's time to formally investigate the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack, but he's angered many in Israel by appointing a government committee, not an independent one. More at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. I don't mess around when it comes to saving you money. Right now, rates have dropped to the lowest level in over a year and a half. That means if you bought your home or refinanced in the last 3 years, you could be saving hundreds of dollars every month. Lower your rate, lower your monthly payment, even kick that pesky PMI to the curb. And get this, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. But that's not all. Fellowship Home Loans just rolled out something incredible. Their very own HELOC and lines of credit. Approval in just 5 minutes. Money in your account in as little as 4 days. It's the easiest system you've ever used. You can do it yourself online. Whether you want to pay off bills, tackle a home project, cover education, or even a wedding, Fellowship Home Loans makes it simple to leverage the money that's already sitting in your house. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G, fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending guided by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing under NMLS number 819382.
Correspondent Michael Harrington tells us that a date has now been set for a key Supreme Court case.
The justices will sit on January 13th to hear arguments on the constitutionality of two state laws that bar boys from playing on girls' sports teams in Idaho and West Virginia. A growing number of states are passing similar statutes amidst backlash from parents, coaches, and feminists over the gradual invasion of female sports by males. A ruling in the case is expected in the summer of next year and promises to be another landmark. Michael Harrington reporting.
A former Federal Reserve governor who retired in August listed several stock trades in her financial disclosure documents for 2024 that violated the central bank's ethics rules. The transactions were outlined in a report released by the U.S. Office of Government Ethics. Fed officials are barred from investing in individual stocks, bonds, or cryptocurrencies. News and analysis at townhall.com. An NFL player was in stable condition after being shot yesterday in New York City.
New York's mayor's office says Jets cornerback Chris Boyd was critically injured in a shooting in Midtown Manhattan. The New York Police Department says a 29-year-old man shot early Sunday was taken to a hospital where he was in critical but stable condition. Mayor Eric Adams' office says the man shot was Boyd. There had been no arrests as of Sunday. A Jets spokesperson says the team is aware of the situation. Boyd hasn't played this season, his first with the Jets, after going on the season-ending injury reserve list in August. I'm Geffen Coolball.
On the field yesterday, the Denver Broncos extended their winning streak to 8 games with a 22-19 win over the Kansas City Chiefs. They won on a game-ending field goal. It gave them an NFL best record of 9-2. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it. Today, the 17th of November, 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Alex is at the helm.
Hello.
Of the Starship Free Fire Radio.
Yeah.
And it's national
baklava.
Baklava.
And homemade bread day.
Mm. Homemade bread.
Oh.
What else? Is there another one?
There's a national butter day. I mean, they must coordinate this. Oh. Thing. Like, you get hungry, you want the bread, yeah. The butter, the baklava.
There
I mean,
go.
There's nothing better than, you know, when you crunch into, you cut into a crunch, freshly baked bread, a loaf. I mean, that's just like, that's heaven. I don't know. You're a baker, aren't you?
I'm a baker.
Yeah, lots of gluten today.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's make some bread today.
You have that starter that we bought that's been sitting there.
Sourdough starter last a long time?
Well, you have to take care of it.
Yeah, you probably have to put like water and flour in
it. Yeah, just like a seed, just like a plant, right?
Yeah.
Okay, today showers. If you look outside right now, we're talking about rain. It's raining out right now, so be ready
but
for...
But about 10 minutes ago, it was
downpouring.
Really
it was pouring.
Raining.
It was pouring. Yeah. It was pouring.
You couldn't walk 3 feet without, you know, getting your shoes and your hair wet. But right now, it's raining outside, and today will be around 55 showers tonight. And then it says it's going to clear up. So tonight, overnight lows are 43. Tomorrow, it's calling for sunny with a high near 65. So it should be a beautiful, clear day and great smells in the air. Overnight lows tomorrow night of 45, clouding up again for Wednesday, which is calling chance of showers, but partly sunny. So it's one of those days. Showers likely on Wednesday night. Thursday, showers once again. Thursday night, rain. Friday, rain. Mostly sunny on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, it's calling for sunny. But check in the weather always because you know how it changes. But for right now, that weekly forecast, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned in Anderson, the Kinney family, three generations strong, 365-3793. And their granddaughter, Kenny, just became Miss Reading Rodeo.
What a
dog.
He's going to be a super representative.
Oh, man.
You know, Reading Rodeo has been fortunate over, since I've been involved with them. Not because of me, but just that I can remember because I get to know all the queens. They're in here, but they have just been a great representative for the Reading Rodeo, and Jackie Scary went on to win Miss Rodeo California and competed in the Miss Rodeo America that we ran into her at the national finals rodeo several years ago, and she and I guess, gosh, it looked like about another 40 queen contestants, and some of these take it really serious. Like everybody stays at the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas.
Well, it is serious when you become state,
and you'll see, a truck that's been wrapped with Miss Oklahoma and her photo up there, and it's parked. They found a parking spot right there where everybody drives in, and there's Miss Rodeo Oklahoma.
At that point, when you hear new Miss Reading Rodeo, excuse me, how long she's been in it and how many, you know, what to get to Miss Reading Rodeo, you have to be 17. So she was in Cottonwood at 15. But when they come to the state level, and now they're going for Miss Rodeo America, they're given horses. I went to go see what they do in their drills. They're given horses they've never been on.
5 minutes before they get ready to go out there, 5 or 10 minutes before they get ready to compete on these horses.
Brand new horse.
And they'll get them and they'll ride them around in another arena just to get the feel of it. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, the horse and the rider just are not compatible. They get off that horse and they'll bring another horse in and let them try that because
that's part of the scoring system.
Yeah, everybody starts on a horse they've never, you know, that they haven't seen.
When my daughter was young, I had three kids at home, two boys and a girl, and they used to square dance at the rodeos and at the state fairs, the county fairs all around where we lived. And they had gorgeous horses and gorgeous clothes. It was really fun. The rodeo is a good thing.
It is.
Rodeo is a good thing. You know, when you talk about square dancing, I think of Dr. Patty Bay. And she's a clogger. And I've seen videos of her clogging.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean, it's a very intricate
dance.
Did
you know that
there.
Anique and that she did all that and her kids did all that?
Clogging?
Oh, yes.
They did clogging?
Yes. It goes back into history here in Reading.
One's on Broadway now and the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. We're here with Susan Wilson
from Shasta County Citizens
Advocating Respect.
Good morning.
And you're here to talk about a forum that's going to be on November 19th, which is Wednesday, at 6 p.m., and it's called Approaches to Preventing Hate in Rural Northern California.
So tell us about, talk to us. So share with our listeners. In California, in about 2022, the state of California became concerned about some of the more hate incidents rather than hate crimes, and they developed this Commission on the State of Hate in California. And the State of Hate is the name of the commission. The commission has seven people on it representing different races, different genders, different all kinds of things, so that they could have a good look at how things work in California. So the Commission on the State of Hate is one of the things that they do is they wander the state and they do commissions. They wander the state. Yeah. So this year we're the fourth one. We're the last one. And they were in touch with me, two or three months ago. Thank you, Jack Potter, who directed them my way.
That's great.
Yeah. And we talked for a long time just about, I was trying to help them understand, specifically Shasta County, because that's my home, but what goes on up here and what some of the issues are. And we know that there are some issues. There have been and there will be, mm-hmm. Always.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally ended up with three speakers that I think are really, really help us address the kinds of issues maybe that we have been looking at and some of the ways that we're trying to change the approach to
educate people,
right, and so on.
Before we take a break, mm-hmm. I looked up oag.ca.gov. What is the difference between a hate crime and a hate incident? And it says hate crime is a crime against a person, group, or property motivated by the victim's real or perceived protection social group. You may be the victim of a hate crime if you've been targeted because of your actual or perceived disability, gender, nationality, race, ethnicity, religion, sexual orientation, and association with a person or group with one of more of these actual or perceived characteristics. Hate crimes are serious crimes that may result in imprisonment of jail time. A hate incident is an action or behavior motivated by hate, which for one or more reasons is not a crime. Example of hate incidents include name-calling, insults, displaying hate material on your own property, posting hate material that does not result in property damages, and distribution of materials with hate messages in public places.
Mm-hmm.
This U.S. Constitution allows hate speech as long as it does not interfere with the civil rights of others. This is on ca.gov. While these acts are certainly hurtful, they do not rise the level of criminal violations and thus may not be prosecuted. However, it is important to note that these incidents have a traumatic impact on the victims, as well as the community at large, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be okay if I had a sign out in my yard and it said, I think you're a jerk.
Well, that's not okay. But anyway, what they're saying is
it wouldn't be a hate crime.
It's not a hate crime.
No, it's called a hate incident.
No, not really, because it's directed at everybody. It's not singling out anybody.
I'm not quite sure you have to single people out.
I think you're a jerk.
It is an action or behavior motivated by hate, but which...
Does that mean that the hate police would come into my house?
Anyway, don't make a joke of it.
I'm not making a joke of it, but see,
so
but
specifically,
here's what I'm getting at is this. There's also that freedom of speech. And if you can, you know, it's going up to the Supreme Court. If you can say it's really great that Charlie Kirk had his head blown off in front of his kids, and then you're fired from your job because it does not reflect on the business what they want. So they said, I'm sorry, but you're no longer working for us. And that's going up to the Supreme Court because that was a horrendous statement the person made. But if you put something out in your yard that is,
don't encourage it.
No, but I'm just saying.
That is a hate incident when you put something like that.
That person, well, what about that person saying that on social media? Isn't that a hate incident?
That's a hate incident.
Newsom is a doofus? Put that as a sign?
Is that a hate incident?
Posting hate material that does not result in property damage or displaying hate material on your own property is a hate incident.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go on
and that's what I'm doing. That there lies the danger.
Well, but
it's a complicated thing, and that's why I think that
that was a good example because you'll see that new scum is that. A hate incident?
On your car or whatever.
Yeah. Is that a...
But we see those things on our car all the time.
We see them all the time.
And one of the things I think that this is supposed to address is things like bullying and being mean, nasty to people and so on.
This is from the Civil Rights Department Commission on the State of Hate.
Yep.
And that is going to...
Let me tell you, being mean does not mean it's a hate incident.
No, being mean does not. What you do when you're being mean might...
Right, so let's talk about that when we get back from the break.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has a cohort of residents there, about 22 of them, I think, that are here for 3 years in Renton. And a residency course. Every year, when they open it up, because every year some of them graduate, when they open it up, they'll literally have 1,000 applicants to come here to the hospital.
How cool.
Yeah. And so every year they get new residents in. And this is good for our community.
Because they rotate them.
They're on a 3-year program, and as one program graduates, you're filling up the first one again. And the great thing about that is we've got 20, and there's 48 of them here in town. But Shasta Regional has a very viable program, and we as a community need to help Shasta Regional Medical Center show them how welcome they are in our community, because then they want to stay. And a lot of them could be internal medicine doctors, which is your GPs. But this program they have is very much a success. And they have, the doctors work in the emergency room and in the different areas in there, in the clinics, including the VA clinic. So, this has been a very successful program at Shasta Regional Medical Center. To learn more, go to ShastaRegional.com, and we'll be right back.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Are you you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Redding, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head.
Well, do you remember this movie, and do you remember when this came out? Yep, Butch Cassidy, and they were riding on a bike, and Catherine Ross, and it was just beautiful. Anyway.
Quite the day.
Yeah, beautiful song. Welcome back, Susan Wilson. We're here talking with citizens, Shasta County citizens.
Advocating respect.
And so, which means that you've got a lot of stuff to talk about right now and share with our listeners.
And us.
I do.
I'm particularly, of course, interested in this community forum that we're going to have on
Wednesday
at 6 o'clock at Enterprise High School. Don't ask me where in Enterprise High School. I just don't know that. But we're going to have these three speakers, and I think that people would be interested in that. There's a speaker from the Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, which is an organization much like SCAR, but they have really focused on the law enforcement part of do they do a good job? What kinds of things do they do? What have they found? So Sharon Brisolera is going to present that. And Sharon has prepared a report called the State of Equity. And in fact, trying to say, are all people treated equally by law enforcement agencies?
Okay.
That happened. SCAR worked with one gentleman who had been stopped 27 times, he said, between Red Bluff and Redding, driving his car. Now, a little bit of looking at it turned out that his car was pretty crummy. And so, you know, that happened too. But I think it's just great that we have someone that's willing to, you know, look at those, that
right.
data. The police go to a lot of work. Sheriff goes to a lot of work to collect the data. And now we have a kind of a report that will give us a feel for what's going on. That is not to say that police hate anybody.
Right.
Just please, folks, don't feel that way. Then we have another short presentation by the Shasta County Indian Education Consortium. And for those of you, I think I've had April Carmelo on the show with me. She works with the school departments and working on stuff for kids and making sure that kids get a chance.
Let me break in. Our FM is off due to a power outage up on the hill where our antenna and transmitter is.
So you can hear it online?
You can hear still hear us online.
And AM.
And AM. So okay. I'm sorry for this. We didn't do this.
Yeah.
In fact,
we never try to do
99%
it.
99% of us, almost 100% of us being off the air is usually because of the internet or power shortages or storms like this.
This is quite a storm.
Yeah, and KRCR.
It's coming down
hard. KRCR one time was off the air for, 3 days?
Yeah, same thing.
You could just turn on KRCR. And it was like, yep. It was an orange screen. Well, anyway, so let's the Indian Coalition.
So the Indian Coalition. And this started, it started with the Wintu up. It's mostly focused up in Shasta Lake and Redding, Anderson, Cottonwood, mm-hmm. You know, the main folks. And they're focusing it through the schools for a great part of it, through the schools, you know, looking at, one of the things that they're looking at is how do we adjust the classroom etiquette and so on, you know, making sure that people get treated equally.
Right.
And get treated with respect.
Right.
Which, of course, is my whole thing, you know. And then the third part is going to be presented by the United Way of Northern California. And Kaylee Brisbane, who's the new director of the United Way, is going to present on building bridges, which is their big effort that they've been making over the past year, I believe. And they received a grant from two or three different people to do the Building Bridges program. And right now, I sit on the advisory committee for that. And right now, what they're focusing on is just getting people to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk about the things that concern you about your neighborhood, the place that you are, the issues that you see. I've done a couple of them. I've participated in them, not run them, but I've participated in several, and each one develops its own feel when you have 10 or 15 people sitting there talking about, well, what's up? I mean, that's sort of the question.
Right.
What's up?
Right.
And the one I was sitting in, people started talking a lot about substance use and the substance use issues here and how do we address those substance use issues and so on and so forth. So I think that this will be a great opportunity.
Substance use or substance abuse?
Well, we've changed the language in the world now from abuse to use.
Okay.
So that's a... something we've done to be less hateful. Abuse has a negative ring
okay.
to it, whereas use just says it doesn't mean that it's right,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't use the anymore. We don't mm-hmm. use the abuse word.
So when you talk about each of the speakers, do they have what can you do? Is there a paragraph underneath each speaker about what they're going to cover?
No, but I thought I would inflict myself on the whole thing and try and introduce them, or have the Office of Civil Rights introduce them.
Okay.
So we did get a good little bio for each of them.
Okay.
And sent it off to them. The Office of Civil Rights is also going to do a brief presentation following this event. I mean, following the other three, so to end up the event. And there'll be public comment, just like, mm-hmm. you know, so that, and I'm hoping that the public will come and make comments and talk about issues that they have identified.
I'm curious, because I'm looking at the department, state of, you know, your the mm-hmm. official paper mm-hmm. right in front of us here. You brought that in as a copy, thank you. If they're doing this in Chico, if they're that you're picking out like the bigger 100,000 population, Redding, Chico, because it says that it's informational presentation on the topic of approaches to preventing hate in rural Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think you would be going to populated cities.
Well, they're going to one because they don't have much option, but you can get on the phone, you can join on Zoom. I don't think they're using Zoom. I think they're using the phone. So you can join on the phone, and you can avoid the number if anybody wants to dot it down, 669-444-9171 at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. And you can hear and you can speak. I think you, I'm not sure you can ask questions though. Because I'm not sure what, I didn't set it up, so.
Right.
I don't
but
have the
But you can zoom
detail.
Into the meeting. Yeah, if you can't make it there at 6 uh-huh. o'clock on Wednesday night. So what we should do is we should somehow post this,
mm-hmm.
or go to an area of where you can see this so people can, you know, get the highlight of the Zoom, the web Zoom, because that's a, like, pretty long number there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We can stick it up in our window if you want.
Oh, there is a Zoom. Right.
Yeah, right.
Right. That would be great if you could stick it up in your...
Yeah, in our window.
We're
going to take a break here.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, the old Lucky Miller's or Subway. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I found them in 2007 when I moved to Redding and started going there. And in fact, DC, who I had a chance to see and kind of catch up on Friday there at the Araba event, is started supporting our show back, even before we opened up the station. We had another show that was on another, station. And he supported my show there. So it'll be going on, 17 years with him and Cypress Square Barbershop. And the reason that I went there is I needed a haircut, and I've never used another barbershop. They give great haircuts. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-515-7664, and they're getting ready to open up an app that you can make your appointment. Find a day that works for you and a time and just fill it out that way. And I will have that information beginning tomorrow. But it's a great place. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, my friends. And it's a great barbershop. Discounts for seniors and man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. No hate talk there. We'll be right back.
And the skies are gray.
Love the music from the Pirates of the Caribbean or Eric Whitaker's wildly fun Godzilla Eats Las Vegas? Don't miss the Shasta College Symphonic Band's Fall Concert. Performances are Friday, November 21st at 7:30 and Saturday, November 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are only $5 for general admission, featuring Dr. Jeff Specht conducting and Henry Patterson as Master of Ceremonies. Get your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/tickets and experience an unforgettable musical adventure.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
My favorite. Okay,
now the FM is back on again. So they must, you know what happens up there is the generators kick in. So when they lose power, but that generator only can last for, like, I think 3 hours until it runs out of fuel.
Anyway,
it runs all of those up there. So we're back on the FM too.
Right. Also. Community Forum approaches to preventing hate in the world.
I'm not finished.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Oh, that's right. You said
it's,
I love
it's
it.
It's our favorite.
It's our favorite, yeah.
It is. You know what? It is a great place. It's been there for 30 years. It's locally owned. It's locally operated. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Such nice people there, Rebecca, Henry, Leonard.
I got to go pick up my watches. Yeah. I took a bag full of costume watches that I'll need to be like, we just look at them. Some that I got 40 years or 50, I didn't even know back, at St. Thomas, Seiko, that just needs.
Do they
still
have batteries?
Yeah, they just need to change the battery so I can, have, funsy
anyway,
watches.
Voted best
anyway,
in the
best
North
in Northgate, 3 years.
3 years in a row.
Yep.
And they're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Susan Wilson is our guest. We're talking about this forum coming up Wednesday on a commission on the state of hate. And what it's saying is its approaches to preventing hate in rural Northern California. We had a caller that asked, are you going to address cyberbullying? And to me, cyberbullying is even more insidious and it's more dangerous because these people get behind their keyboards and there is no accountability and they will try to destroy the other person.
We've had that happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that happen
we've
several
had,
times.
We've had extreme hate and bullying.
Yeah.
Right here in
River City.
With the local news organization.
Yeah. Because they didn't like what one of our, what one show host said. And then another show host from the opposite direction, totally on the other side of the question, also got attacked on that one too.
But it was just
providing
hateful.
It is.
It was hateful.
And you realize that people, there's people out there, this is all they have.
And then
if they hate somebody and write hateful things that aren't true. Now, for me, I could give a damn. Linda, it bothers more. But I'm thinking of a 12, 13, 14-year-old
exactly.
kid. It can destroy them. We have kids committing suicide over this.
I was involved with a case where a young woman, she was actually a cheerleader, and they had a party. And they took some weird pictures. I haven't seen them, so I don't know, but bad pictures. And then someone posted them online, and she lost her little cheerleading job. She ended up changing schools.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was so destructive to her.
Yeah.
You know, I think
kids
don't understand though sometimes.
Right,
Carl. I really feel that kids don't understand.
They don't.
What they're doing.
That, it's forever.
Well, look,
it's forever on the internet.
I never, if there had been phones and the internet back when I was growing up and going to school and then going to college, I'd have never gotten the top secret clearances I had.
Mm-mm.
Because, I mean, we just do things because we're young and we don't know about it. So no, they don't know. They don't know that if a picture is taken, it's forever.
It's forever.
They're still, you know, they still.
I can't find them on mine, but they are forever.
No, they're forever. Melania Trump
posed
topless one time.
Right.
It is still out there. And this was, what, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
People saying things 15 years ago, 20 years ago, when, especially when we were going through that woke, real woke time. What's the comedian's name? Kevin Hart. Hart. Was going to host the Oscars, and they saw something he had put on about his kid playing with dolls in a dollhouse, and he says, "I hope it doesn't go any further." The hatred that came out because he said something like that, they canceled him out of the Academy Awards. And it's things like this that kids don't realize that's going to follow them, unfortunately,
and that's
throughout their life.
That's one of the reasons that we call our organization Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Because, honestly, we have to learn, and we had this discussion last time I was here, we are all human beings. We all have feelings. We all make mistakes. But we really need to treat each other with respect. And the latest, for your caller, one of the latest things that has come up is that they're saying that youth and children, so up to age 16, should not be able to use their machines that way.
They're making it illegal.
You're talking about the internet?
Yeah.
Texting, that kind of.
Yeah, they're I think in Australia, they have made it to a certain age that you aren't allowed
on Facebook.
And
it's in the teen years. It's in the teen years. And we have to remember that. The teen years, those years, 12 for men, 12 to 26. For women, 12 to 22.
Is that hate speech?
No, that's reality.
No, that one's science. Yeah.
We know that that's one of the times in a person's life when their brain is going full tilt and they're developing that frontal part of their brain which organizes and actually cautions you.
It's a governor.
It's a governor. Yeah. It cautions you not to do something or to do it differently, that kind of approach. And I think that that's really an important thing, you know, to recognize. Taking their machines away, whatever the machine is that they're using, you know.
Well, you know, they're getting on.
AI.
Besides Facebook,
having relationships with AI.
What are some of the other ones, Alex?
I know there are some people doing deep fakes, so they'll take somebody else's face and put it on some not so savory photos.
Yeah. Well, but you'll also see people putting words into somebody else's mouth, and you will swear
that they said
that
it's
real.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, like, they'll be asking Governor Newsom questions. And he said, I really messed that one up. You know, I mean, and it looks like he's speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. It's a total fake.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me some news the other day. And I'm reading it. I'm saying, this can't be right. But it, you know, looked very newsy. And at the bottom it says, oh, this is fake. at least it said that. All of this is
I know that Facebook, they require you to put a watermark on anything that's AI, and if it doesn't have a watermark, they'll take it down.
Well, AI.
That's interesting.
AI is
I didn't know that.
Is a force that, if it's, you know, it's like anything. If it's used properly,
mm-hmm.
it's a great asset.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, well, you know, you're destroying people in many cases.
I watched, a documentary.
And it all goes back to kind of hate.
And they were talking about how young men are, I don't know if you could be up to 20, many have not ever interfaced with the opposite sex. They've been online so much that they don't know how to. There's no questions, answers, and they're having relationships with AI, with the, where they can...
With an AI person.
Yes.
And there's, and I've heard, and I've seen that too, but that there's, you know, Armstrong and Getty were talking about it the other day. And they said, you know, this is going on, but this one guy wrote in and said, I was having severe marital problems because of my wife's postpartum that went on for years. I went online and got a friend, a female friend, and they would go back and forth, and he would talk to her, and she'd talk back to him. And he said, it saved my marriage because I had somebody I could talk to and interface with and flirt with and all of this. And when his wife, he told his wife about it, and then she wanted a friend the same way. So in some cases, I guess it can help. However, you can't forget that they're not real.
Yeah, it's not real.
Right, and in one way you could add that that was done fairly respectfully between the two of them. You know, and the interaction between the AI and the husband, pretty respectful, I presume. I mean, you know.
No, I'm sure there was sex in it.
Yeah.
You want me to do what? Okay, on that, we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton. Aged Maduro, blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lundabot. It's raining, and it's going to continue to rain through Thursday. So, but it's been raining hard here. We need rain. It's good. Rain is good. But be aware when you're out driving around it can get slippery and slidey.
I mean, I mailed some letters this morning on the way to work, and it was slippery and wet and dark. And I just, gosh, your ice play tricks. But it does say in this forecast, tomorrow's sunny.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed
to. And
then
we come back on Wednesday and Thursday
more rain.
For a couple, yes. So, just saying.
Okay. Well, look, it's clearing up. Hey, we're here with Susan Wilson.
Where are we?
There's a community forum coming here Wednesday, and it's going to be at Enterprise High School. You can watch it on Zoom. And it's the Commission on the State of Hate, Approaches to Preventing Hate in Rural Northern California. And they're going to have the Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, Shasta County Indian Education Consortium, and the United Way of Northern California's Building Bridges Initiative.
And we want to say that SCAR played a big role in getting this all organized.
Okay.
Just because we're not speaking doesn't mean that we don't care.
Okay, and some of the things they're going to be talking about is... Well, it doesn't really say exactly what they're going to be talking about.
No, but for example, the United Way of Northern California's Building Bridges Initiative, you can just go on the United Way website, and you can find out when they have Building Bridges activities, and you can participate in them, see what's going on.
Yeah, they got a ton of money for this.
They did, like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No. How about millions?
Well, I know.
Millions
of
dollars.
Well, I was just trying to be graceful about it.
Why? I mean, don't have to be graceful. They got several million dollars for this.
And then the Indian Education Consortium is really important when we talk about kids who are in school. One of the outcomes of some of this Indian Education Consortium was that youth can wear their paraphernalia to graduate in, and it used to be all you could do was wear the same thing that everybody else was wearing. So I think small things like that make a huge difference in our culture. And then the Shasta Equal Justice Coalition is a group that works closely with law enforcement.
Can you wear your uniform? Say a young man was enlisted. enlisting into one of the services.
Well, if he
would have to have graduated from boot camp before he could work.
I've seen
things like that, though, that they wanted to wear a uniform and they wouldn't allow them.
No, but now I would think in California, and I am speaking here California-ish, you know, because that's something.
You know, because
California.
Hate speech or incident.
Crime is different than the hate.
There's hate speech, and but there's hate.
Hate incidents.
Mm-hmm. And it could be in signs or what. It doesn't have to hurt anybody. It can just be hateful.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that bar is really low in California. But you go to Texas, it could be a lot higher.
That's exactly right. And this California's civil rights group, that's a California thing. That's not a federal thing. I would say most people don't have it. And the one in California is pretty much brand new.
Okay.
2022.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there was no hate before then.
Let's see. But anyway,
What about people who feel like they're being ignored because they're a certain race and gender? Okay, white males.
Well,
there's a lot of things being
said.
Go
ahead and feel ignored. I mean,
No. It's, you know, if you're a white male, people say all types of stuff about white males, you know, that were colonizers, that, you know, were too macho, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that considered a hate incident?
No, well, it depends on exactly what's been said.
I know we don't have the details.
I understand that, but
it's, you know, the whole thing, and again, and this last time I'll say it, to me, the bureaucracy of it is I've got some bureaucrat from 400 miles away telling us what a hate incident is. And when I said, if I put a sign up my yard says, I think you're a jerk, doesn't say who, but you said that could be considered a hate incident.
I just looked up the legal definition if you guys want to know. It's kind of interesting. You can say things that are offensive, but if you go over to inciting violence, harassing, any kind of criminal conduct that's incited. Apparently, that's the legal definition.
And the district attorney's office.
I understand that. You can say something that's nasty to people, but as long as you're not, you know, saying this person and trying to grab people and have them get, you know, have them beat a person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand. If you're not resorting to, you should never resort to violence.
No. I want to go back to the history just for a minute, which I just found. Governor Newsom and Assemblymember Bloom passed a bill, AB 1126, in 2021, and so this started in 2022, and it's tasked with monitoring trends in hate activity in the state, engaging in research on hate activity, increasing awareness of the state of hate through public forums and collaborations, which is what we're doing here, and advising local governments. They'll present the information, a report on July 1, 2026 to the governor and to the legislature that describes the activities from the previous years and their suggestions and recommendations for best practices and resources for law enforcement, government officials, and communities to respond to and reduce incidents of hate crimes. So that's their job. We are not going to talk specifically about hate crimes here, but I do want to say before we get off the radio that we have had some significant hate crimes here over time. And
well, everybody brings up that fact, you know, of the gay guy that was
Matson Mauder.
Yeah. And they bring that up, but it was like, 25 years
ago? That was. But, we have one going right now.
Yeah,
where the man with the gun attacked the couple and their three children.
Yeah.
And Scar has been working with them for months now, trying to find them a safe place to be. And And, you know, once you open these packages sometimes, you just find a whole lot more than you would have thought was there.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us today. And
thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Then on Wednesday, again, Community Forum is going to be Enterprise High School.
6 o'clock.
Yeah. And
on the 19th.
Thank you so much for joining us, Susan. And you have a last minute.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you rented the other room. We were what? What?
Ready Ranch Rhea is joining us tomorrow. And then on the 19th, the sheriff, and J.B. Stacy on the 20th, who's general manager for Red Bluff Roundup, and House of Realty Friday, plus other guests in between. So,
and if you need more information, just go to the